Yes, Eitzim, they are called biyodai. After you have all the stones and all the wood ready to make the fire, then it's only mechusar, melachas of burning that you could do, then even though there are three or four melachas, it'll be mutter. Then we ala beitzim shoyotzer. Also this pottery. Tana Rabbanan. And poiskam ala beitzim shoyotzer. Can buy now pottery, even though he has the clay ready. Achiyasu, until he made it into a dough ready, into a clay ready. Dibur Rebbe Meir. Omer Rebbe Yosi b'medav amurim b'yefalov, only a white clay. Alba b'yof v'shoch, if it's black clay, for going kvach and anya, for kavruseh, those type of places, or else kvach, shkin, v'kavruseh, poiskin. That clay is better, that's like done already. Therefore, you could give money now, it's considered like he has it already. Alba p'shein l'zeh, yesh l'zeh. And since it's shkir, everybody has it, so even though this one you're buying doesn't have the clay yet, he can get it easily for somebody else. That's considered like he has it. Ameima yoye zuzi michimayel afra. He gave money as soon as they brought up the dust. Come on, who's the go like? Ikrabi meyua mashiyasa, you have to make it. Ikrabi yoye yomach bishen leze, yesh leze, even though he doesn't have anything, since he could buy it for somebody else. Tumor says, liyelam really, I'll tell you, Ikrabi yoye, he'll like Rabbi yoye. Over asre, the ameima in ameima city, oshik ofra.
It was like rare to have clay. Therefore, either Ma'il Ofra, some Chadite, if he has the clay, the person is Samech Das to buy it. If Yoyi Lezuz, he'll give money for it. If he doesn't have the clay in hand, he's not Samech Das.
Like not to be Samech Das then, because everybody had this ready. If you don't, Rashi said, I do Mulay Mishka Chafra, maybe you won't find dirt later. So therefore, there's not even a Mishapara. So therefore, you can't give money now for it. You can only give money now for it if he has it already. Then the Mishnah says, "Will poisik imer or zevul koyim asashana." You're not to give money now for manure the whole year. That's like shchiach. For the Mara Chacham, man, the Tanakama says it's mutter, and the Chacham says it's mutter. So they're both saying the same shita. So what's the three machloikis in? Or my Rav says no, there is a machloikis. I tell you, you're moist like a shomer mika benayu. What about in the winter time, the rainy season? What she says, Tanakama, kol you moist hashana kama the whole year. No, Rabbi Yosi Yagin says no. Even when you buy manure, it has to only be you can give money now if the seller has it. If he does not have it in his junkyard, you can't take it. Chacham say no. Even though the seller doesn't have it yet, but since other people have it, he can buy it from other people. It's called like he has it now. It's only in the summertime. Shakol yesh lezevel shekvar nikav. It already like rotted, v'nishav, the Maisek Hashem got is trampled on through the winter. V'nasa zeboi, or the Maisek Hashem loy. But the Maisek Hashem no. So that's the machlekes, can you give money in the rainy season, the winter season, for manure? That's the machlekes, if you could or not. The Tanakhama says, the whole year you could do it. The Chum say no, only in the summer you could do it, because in the summer everybody has manure. But in the rainy season, not everybody has it yet. The Chum say it's asa. Only the Tanakhama would say it's mutter. All right, we'll stop here.
Dafayin dollar on the base. Says on top of you, Poisek imoy kishara gvoya. It means when you make up and you give somebody money now, that he should give you back the Paris later. So it says, let's say we give you back the Paris later, he owes you $100 worth. And later the price goes way down. That 100 bushels then is only worth $50. So it says in the Mishnah, if you made up for tonight, that when you pay me back, if the price goes down later, you have to give me the better price, that's okay. Smart says, who garbage was a man? That like he gave money to buy the dowry for his father-in-law. So he gave money now. So Rashi learns, he made up with the people that sell the dowries, tachshiti abonis, like the jewelry. For nosana lemois, he gave the money now that wherever you need later should be all prepared and that they'll pick it up later. So he gave money now to pick it up later. What happened was, the safe at the end, the time to pick it up, zal nedunya. The value of the tachshitim went way down. Now, those tachshitim he paid before, like before he gave $100, for let's say 10 pounds of jewelry. Now, 10 pounds of jewelry is only worth $50. The price went down. So the question is, did the shliach now, did he do the right thing or not? So Osla came with the rapapa, they came in front of rapapa, Omalei said like this, I pasak ti imay kishar ha-gvoya. If you made up with this person, Bashashi gave him the money. Again, you laid out the $100 now, that lady should give you back the jewelry. So if you made up with him now, that if the prices go down, I want you to give me according to the later price, he takes it at the lower price later. But Viloi, if he did not speak this out, and you laid out the $100 to get your 10 pounds worth of jewelry, then later the person has the right just to give you 10 pounds, even though later these 10 pounds, or 5 pounds, whatever it is only worth $50, but so what? You gave $100 to get back 5 pounds, all you get back is only 5 pounds. Omalei Rabbanu Rapapa, Rabbanu said to Rapapa, V'loi posik, shoko kimikoro, but if he did not speak out that I'm laying out the money now, and in case the prices go down, I want you to give me the cheaper price like later if I did not speak that out, so telling me I can't do it now, and I have to receive the 5 pounds that's only worth $50. The question is, Moyes Nunu, all you did so far was you laid out money. And we know money is not konu. If you give money to something, you have a right to retract. Umayis na konu. So now, look, why can't you retract here? True, you laid out money. But now, the money laid out is only half of the price. And you only get half of the merchandise. So you'd want to retract. Omalut, he said back to him, true. Anor namil kabulia le mishapara karmina. I also only said that the problem here is, if you want to retract now, you're going to get a curse. You could retract, because there's only Mois, and Mois is not carrying more than a Mishapara. So it's like this. If he made up that if the prices go down later, you give me according to the later prices, then who's retracting later? The Moicha would want to retract later. If so, then the Moicha will receive a Mishapara, the curse. Eloi Posak, let's say the Lokech, when he first laid out the money, he did not make the condition to get the better price later. So then later, really the Meicher has the right to give him the price of before. So the Lokech is not happy about it. He wants to retract. If so, Lokech komadibe, is Mekabla le Lokech Mishapara, enechnami. The Lokech is the one that will receive the Mishapara. Oh, Malay Ravin, the Rapapa, Ravin, it's about Rapapa. Mima, o Mimai, the Rabbonini, who said this price is now here? Goes according to Rabban and Chita. The pligulated Rabbi Shimon, the army Moyes Lekonu. Really, before in the Gemara and Azov, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabban. The Rabban over there said that when you pay for something now for merchandise, before you take the merchandise, Moyes is Lekonu. You have a right to retract. That was Rabban and Chita. Sue told you this price here goes according to Rabban. The Afilu Hawking, even so. No. And according to Rabbanan, you want to say, if he made this condition, that the price goes down later, I get according to the later price, good. Even like Posak, if he did not make up that condition, then Shoko Kedemikara, he has to take the price the way they first made up with it. And you're telling me now it's only for Mishapara? Maybe no. Dilma Rabbi Shimonhi. Maybe this price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that we had before in Azov, the Yomah that Rabbi Shimon holds, Moyes Kainos, that when you pay for something, there is a Kenyan, and the Lokech is not allowed to attract anymore. Rabbi Shimon only said that Yad Meicher, the one that's holding the money, his hand is Alal Yonah. But the Lokech, the one that gave the money, he can't retract anymore. Rabbi Shimon holds, once you give away the money, there's a Kenyan, you can't retract. So maybe you were going according to Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, V'chiposa Kishah HaGvoya, if you made up that if the price goes down later, you give me according to that price, Shoko, then it's good. Kiashto, set according to the cheaper price. But V'loi Posak, if the Lokeach did not make such a condition, so when I'm laying out $100, I made up now for this $100, give me back 5 pounds of jewelry, and I did not speak out if the price goes down later. I want the better price, then you bought like five pounds. That's all. Therefore, Shoko, Kidimikara. Later, even though 5 pounds is only worth $50, but he only has to pay you 5 pounds, because that's what you made up for him. And you know why? Mishum the Korni Luzuzi. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, when the Lekeach pays money for it, Moyes is a Kenyan. So when you gave money, you have the Kenyan now. So maybe that's John the Brisa. Maybe it's not a Mishapara, it's a real Kenyan. Abul Rabbonin, but maybe according to the Rabbonin sheet, I'll tell you, Bein Posak, Bein Le Posak, Shoko Kihashta. Whether you made up, whether you didn't make up, still you have right to take according to cheap price now. Why? The Daitib Yinish Atzeroi Zila. Because everybody knows, when I lay out money now, that you should give me back merchandise later, even though I made up a price now, like, that's only because I think the price will stay later also. But if later the price goes down, of course everybody knows what you mean to do is take the cheaper price. So according to the Rabbanin, could be everybody, they agree, that even though you didn't speak it out, it's like you spoke it out. Omalei said back, no. Rabbi Shimon. When did Rabbi Shimon say that when you give money, money is a kinyan, that when Lakech pays up the money, there's a kinyan involved, that's only the Chateroi. That's only calls the man, the price pays the same price. The price doesn't change. So therefore, when I give you now $100 to buy 100 bushels of apples, so Rabbi Shimon knows that the kinyan, money is kanu. If Lakech later wants to be chayzer, he can't retract anymore. That's only if the price stays the same price. Then you can't retract. But the trade to Roy in the Yomar, but in our case now, we're talking about that later the prices go down. That later these 10 bushels is worth half the price. So there Rabbi Shimon never said a swara. Avad Rabbi Shimon also would agree maybe you could be chayzer. And the Gemara says, di lo tami hochi. Because if you're not going to say like this, Misha parable akeach Rabbi Shimon leslay. Do you want to tell me it's true that the lakeach, whenever you want to buy something and you put down money, you're telling me according to Rabbi Shimon, money is kind of that you can never retract. So then there'll never be a Misha Paro. Like we know, Misha Paro means that really money is not kind of. You could retract. Just you're not supposed to, you get a curse. So you want to tell me according to Rabbi Shimon, there's never a curse. If you want to tell me it's true, for a time you will learn not like that. For a time you will learn. Mikol makom kach halacha. That's the halacha. Avolom l'chacham l'chacham sedom mishapara. That even though when you pay up money, you're allowed to retract, money is not kaino, but if you retract, there's a mishapara. You get a curse from the rabbonim. So now, my mikol makom, what does it mean mikol makom? Lav doesn't mean to say, the loishno l'keach, for loishno meicher. It doesn't make a difference if the l'keach wants to retract, or if the meicher wants to retract. In both cases, mekabla le'mishapara. That there will be a Mishapara. And the Chur, the goal is according to Rabbi Shimon also. So, Bishleim, the way we're saying right now, is good. So, Gemara says, Ella, it's good, like we're saying now. Ki kom Rabbi Shimon, when does Rabbi Shimon say when Lakech pays up money? It's Konui. He can't retract. That's only the Chatiro. If the price stays the same price. So, since you gave money for these 100 bushels, and 100 bushels stays the same price, you can't retract. But, betray Tiroi, lo yama. But let's say later the bushels go down in price, then Rabbi Shimon would agree that the Lakech has the right to retract. Just he's not allowed to, he's not supposed to. If he retracts, he'll get a Mishapara. So Rabbi Shimon also agrees there's a case of a Mishapara by Lakech. Oh, Malay Ravacha Braid Ravashi, Vitapiklay, the Lukasha now, Vitapiklay the Shliach Shavia, look over here, the father in law, he made a Shliach. So when he made a Shliach, Mikoro, so then there should be no Mishapara at all. The Rashi is like this, typically, the Yenka Mishapara, nobody should get a curse here. Because when Lakech brought in the Dunya, he was a Shliach. So the Shver sent the Shliach, and he told him, get me the best price. So the Shver has the right to say, I don't want this price now, it's not the best price. The Lakech, he has the right to retract, because it's not his deal. Like, I'm not retracting because, for me, it's because of my Shver. So really, there shouldn't be a Mishapara if there's a Shliach. The father-in-law could say, you should have made it better tonight. And therefore, I only made you a shliach to do good for me, not to do bad for me. And the shliach himself, what kind of mishapara is him? He's not buying it for himself. So the Gemara says, Omalei, betagra, we're not talking about stam shliach, but you told the merchant himself to give it to you. The zavon, he's the one that buys things, umazon, he's the one that sells it. Therefore, it wasn't stam shliach. But you went over to the Tagger himself, the Rashi says. He wasn't the Shliach. Elu poistakim im chosnoi. For chosnoi poistakim acherim. Umishtaker. But they made a straight deal right now, therefore there's not a Shliach involved. Therefore they would pass the Mishapara. That the mice, even though you put the money down now, and later the price goes down, so if you want to retract, even though you could retract, but the Mishapara you would still get. Now the Mishnah says, Malva Odom esarisov chitim bechitim. An owner of the field is allowed to lend his worker, the oris on the field, wheat, a bushel of wheat, almanas to get back later a bushel of wheat, lizera, as long as I'm lending it to you now to use it to plant to seed the field. Even though usually there's an issue of ribis, saw the saw.